In a speech in Washington today, President Bush sought to breathe new life into his faith-based initiative. Introduced in his first term, the policy is intended to make it easier for religious charities to get federal money. Yesterday, the president said he has been able to increase funding for such groups and is determined to remove remaining obstacles. NPR's David Green filed this report.
Religious leaders who came to hear the president at a Washington hotel today first saw a video full of personal stories of people who found help by turning to religious groups.
There's not a program that's going to really be set up for a grandmother who's a widow, who's 57, who's been a junkie for 21 years, who's upper middle class.
The name of the program is Beit Teshuvah.
Beit Teshuvah is a Jewish charity that had an appropriate program for this particular grandmother. President Bush pushed in his first term to open federal coffers to such faith-based service providers, but opponents in Congress objected. They said giving federal dollars to these explicitly religious groups, no matter how much they help in their communities, threatens the separation of church and state. Mr. Bush was in a bit of a joking mood today when he insisted that there are rules ensuring groups can only use federal dollars on programs that are open to all.
They can't say only Methodists. Only Methodists who drink too much can come to our program. All drunks are welcome, is what the sign ought to say.
But Mr. Bush also said he is prepared to do what he did in his first term. Go to Congress first, but if that doesn't work, try to implement whatever portions of his plan he can through executive order. First on his list is a provision that would allow religious groups that get federal money to hire only those they find appropriate, even if that means discriminating based on their faith.
Such as the culture inside governments at the federal, state, and local level that is unfriendly to faith-based organizations. One of the keys to solving a problem and achieving a goal is to recognize roadblocks and then have the will to remove those roadblocks.
2 weeks ago, one of the program's former officials, David Koh, publicly criticized his former boss. Koh said that Mr. Bush talked a good game about the initiative in his first term, but never really pushed for religious groups to get the money they wanted. Although the president did not refer to that statement today, his remarks could be read as his answer. David Green, NPR News, Washington.